Welcome back to our last game, everybody. Our last game here is the Palmyra JV Girls against the Nounger Lady Wildcats. Starting for Palmyra, number 15, Lindsay Baring. Number 33, Macy Broth. Number 41, Hannah Ailitz. Number 53, Dominique Magruder. And for Novinger, number 15. Number 13, Pice. For Novinger, number 15, Sydney White. Number 23, Kelly Moore. Number 33, Anna Gergerich. Number 41, Caitlin Bronner. Number 50, Emily Wayman.
What was the other one? I missed one of them.
Jumping off for Palmyra, Iltz and Bronner for Bashir. Palmyra gets the tip off. Heist with the ball, gives it off to Broth, right corner, reaches the top of the key. Dribble penetrates. Broth is blocked from behind, but they're going to call a foul on
Melanie Grugerich. She didn't like it. She reached up. She thought she had all ball.
And they aren't even calling. They're calling more on for the foul.
Well, I was wrong. I stand corrected. See what Bros can do. She just tickled the twine on that one.
Ross next down the second. 2-0 Palmyra. Gergerich gives it to Bronner, bringing up the court to Moore. Feeds it into Wayman. Back to Bronner. Top of the key. Girls left. Back top of the key to Gergerich. Dribbles right side. Feeds it into Bronner. Goes up. No good. Rebound Wayman. Up. No good. Bronner rebound. And she makes it. That's three tries for Novinger.
Third time's a charm. Bross has it. Brings it up across the timeline. Going to be guarded by Grugerich. Sends it over to the left side to
Baring.
Baring puts it on the floor. Picks up the dribble. Sends it to Magruder. Round the horn to 33. Bross.
Feeds it into Pice for the shot.
Grugerich is going to bring it the other way. Nearly loses a handle on it. Picks up the dribble or just over on the far side. Tries to get into Bronner, but then it ends up in Wayman's hand. Wayman there right up the top of the key, sends it back to Bronner up center court. Bronner's going to dribble it in, sends it over to Moore on the left side, shot for three is no good, but Bronner comes up with the rebound, loses the handle on it, and Sydney White's going to get it. She's going to go out of bounds, but they're going to say she was pushed.
Brock picks up her first foul.
4-2, Palmyra with the advantage, 6:29 left in the first. Caitlin Bronner has it up top. Wants to send it over to Sydney White, but boy, she's just blanketed by Bross. They get it over to Moore. Moore brings it across the timeline, and Pice is going to get the steal. Boy, they're like bumblebees, aren't they?
They're all scrappiness. Pice is tripped up. Otherwise, she could have gone all the way for the easy layup. Pice inbounding the ball. Feeds it into Bross. Guarded by Gergerich, brings across the line. to Pice, left side, feeds it in to Magruder. Goes up. I thought you might have hopped one too many times there, but rebound by Moore. Bronner bringing up the court for Novinger. Gives it to White, right wing. Gerbel back to Bronner. Feeds into Gergerich. Goes up. Shot's no good, but she's fouled. I think they're going to get Baring with the foul there.
Gergerich is just too much for Baring to handle.
Palmyra plays some feisty defense, as we've seen already.
I sort of wondered about Gergerich the last night's game. She looked like she might have twisted her knee again. But the coach said she's okay. Front end of the one-on-one goes in. Second one is good as well. So now we're all knotted up at four with 5:45 left in the first. Bross brings it across the timeline, guarded by Gergerich. Sends it over to Baring. Baring dribbles it in, sends it back out to McDaniel, around the horn to Bross over on the right side. Guarded by Gergerich. Sends it in to, is that Pice down there? Yeah. Back to Bross. Her shot comes up just a little bit short, and Gergerich comes up with a rebound, and we're going the other way. Gergerich. And Sydney White ends up with it up the top of the key, hands it off to Caitlin Brown, and right next to her, actually. Over to Moore. Back to Sydney White. Shot's no good, way off the mark, but Melanie Gergerich comes up with it, and with her shot, she's fouled again by Baring.
They say the hardest play to defend is an air ball. Saw right there. Namjir got the rebound right in there at the basket. Palmyra had to foul him. Gergerich knocks down the free throw. And Lindsay Smizer is in from Palmyra. Baring comes up.
I think she had enough of Gergerich for a while.
Gergerich gets the second. Novinger on top, 6-4. Bross brings it up across the timeline, guarded by Gergerich. Feeds it in to Pice. Dribbles right side. Feeds it in to Ailes, and she's fouled.
Unlike some of the other JV teams that are in this tournament, this team is made up almost entirely of 9th and 10th graders. And it really shows when they're playing against somebody that has some big, tall, strong girls like Novinger does with Bronner and Wayman inside. They get kind of beat up inside, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. Gergerich brings it up for Novinger. Gives it to Bronner, almost stolen away by Ailes. Picks up her dribble. White gets the ball and is fouled by Bross. That'll be her second. Namjoo with three fouls and Palmyra with four here early. 4:30 to play in the first quarter. Namjoo, Moore has it in the corner. Feeds it into Gergerich, who airballs it. Once again, Namjoo's there, and Wayman gets the bucket. Bross brings it up for Palmyra. Feeds into Lindsay Smizer. Timeout Palmyra, as Smizer couldn't quite get it off to her teammates. Here, halfway through the first quarter, Novinger leads it 8-5. Both teams playing some pretty good defense. Palmyra, they're playing scrappy, but Novinger is just a little too strong for them down low. Ice to inbound it for Palmyra. Gives it to Smizer. Brings it across the timeline. gives it to Bras, right wing. Well, speeds it in to Magruder. Still has, kicks out top of the key to Ailes. Magruder inside, no good. Gets her own rebound, and she's fouled. Emily Wayman with her first foul. Scratch that, her second. Magruder at the line for two. First one hard off the back iron. Second shot's good. Palmyra brings it to 6-8. Gergich has it. Comes up to Kelly Moore. To Bronner, to Gergich. Tosses up a shot as she falls on the ground. Wayman bobbles it, kicks it out. Gergich gets a rebound, puts it up and in. That was Sandretto who missed the shot.
Bras gets it across the timeline, sends it over to Pice, the right wing. Gets it into Magruder. Her shot, no good. Gergich comes up with it. We're going the other way in a hurry, and she sends it right up to Caitlin Bronner. Nice looking play, but bounces it off the bottom end. Never works very good. Gets it up to Bras for the easy layup. That's what happens a lot of times. You miss those easy balls, and they make you pay at the other end. Here comes Caitlin Bronner going back the other way. Dumps it into Wayman. Boy, is that a mismatch, but she can't make it go. Gergich comes up with the ball. Her shot's no good, and she's fouled. Foul is going to be on Dominique Magruder. That's her first. 14 fouls on Novinger, 5 on Palmyra.
Novinger just pounding it into the paint.
Gergich puts it up. Good. She seems to be pretty reliable on her free throws. Second one is good as well. Heist inbounds it to Bras. We're going the other way. No, that wasn't right. That wasn't Pice. Pice has it now, I believe. I don't know. I can't keep these girls straight.
Ailes puts up the shot, but she's blocked by Bronner, who brings it up hard the right side. Feeds it to Gergich, who goes in. Feeds it to Wayman. Up, off the backboard and in.
Well, these girls, there's just no way you can deal with that when you get a foot advantage over everybody else.
Smizer has it at the right wing. Feeds into Magruder. Up. Her shot's good off the backboard. Palmyra keeping within four. Novinger leads it 14-10. 2 minutes left here in the first quarter.
Gergich to Bronner. Bronner takes it along the right side of the lane. A little bit too far, but kicks it back to Wayman. No good. And Moore comes up with a rebound.
Smizer.
Smizer went after it hard, but it ends up in the hands of Bronner. Bronner goes up with a shot, and she's fouled. Foul is going to be on number 13, which is Moore. No, Pice.
Pice for
looking at the wrong
iron
thing. Bronner's shot is good. Second shot is up, and it's good as well. Hudson will inbound it to Pice. Pice brings it across the timeline.
Gets it to Smizer for three, and it's good. It's a beautiful shot by Smizer.
I was just going to say, a sweet stroke. Oh, man.
Bras gets the deflection after the steal, but can't complete the layup. Pice gets the board, but can't get it either. Moore almost gets it, almost goes out of bounds, gives it back to Wayman, who feeds it to Gugerich. Gives it to Bronner, right wing for three, no good. Rebound Magruder, gives it to Pice, bringing up right side hard. To Smizer, the right wing, feeds it into Magruder. Magruder for two, blocked by Wayman. Sandretto on the floor, and they call a jump ball.
One thing this Palmyra team may do is just run these Novinger girls to death.
almost loses it to the two Wolves behind her. Moore pulls in the corner to Sandretto. Feeds it to Gergerich in the middle of the lane. Goes up, and the shot's good. Novinger just powering over these Palmyra girls down low.
36 seconds left in the first. Bras to Pice. Pice, and she double dribbled. Gonna be more inbounding it for Novinger. Sends it to Bronner. Bronner sends it to Wayman. Boy, that's a mismatch. And she can't hit that easy shot over Dominique Magruder. And it goes out of bounds, and I think it's going to be to Palmyra. No, I take that back. It was to Novinger. Bronner ends up with it, puts it in. That's good. And Wayman is not feeling well. She hit the ground, the floor hard.
Limping down court. Looks like she got undercut as she caught the inbounds pass.
These two girls have enough hardware to make a magnet go nuts. Must be a Potter checking in. No, Walters. Jaden Walters. Pice has it. Sends it back to Bross. Bross dribbles in the lane. Shot up off the glass. It's no good. Bronner comes up with it and falls down. Goes back to
Magruder.
Magruder, and she puts it in. How about that?
End of the first quarter, Novinger up 20-15 over Palmyra. Here's Jay Scudder with your stats update.
Well, leading the way for Novinger is Anna Gugurich with 10. Caitlin Bronner was 6, and Emily Wayman was 4. And for Palmyra, it just goes from 5 on down, with Magruder having 5, Bross having 4, Smizer having 3, Pice having 2, and Ailts having 1.
Well, you can tell by the score here, the Novinger's pounded into the paint. 8 of their points have been off free throws. Palmyra to inbound it here at the beginning of the second quarter. Smizer inbounds to Bross. She brings it across half court. Feeds it to Ailt on the right wing. Gives it to
Ailt. Ends up in the hands of 21, Smizer. Her shot's good. Bronner brings it across the timeline. Guarded by Smizer. No, Ailt, that is. Actually, she's double-teamed. Cross-court into Moore. Moore shot. Easy little back shot. It's good.
She was wide open. She was wide open. Smizer has it the right wing for Palmyra. Feeds it into Magruder. Powers it in. Air ball. Rebound Novinger. Moore bringing up the right side hard. Pass to Sandretto. It goes straight through her hands and out of bounds. This is where you need football players. You can catch a long pass. Bross bringing it up court for Palmyra. Across the timeline. Feeds it to Smizer on the wing. Goes off her fingertips and out of bounds. More inbounding for Novinger. Gets it to Bronner. Brings it across half court. Gives it to White. Kicks it to Bronner. It's up. Oh, just short of a three. No good. Gergerich gets the rebound. She cuts to the middle. Feeds it into Bronner. The shot from the block is good.
Not much you can do with that.
24-17. Now I'm drawn top. Brass bringing it down for Palmyra. Smizer on the right wing. Dribble drive, cuts through, feeds it back out to Bross. Smizer has it back right wing. She dribble drives baseline, puts it up. No good, but she's fouled by Moore. That's number 23, Kelly Moore. There's two Moores in this game.
And two Barons, too. Trying to get us all confused.
Indeed. Smizer, first free throw short. Smizer knocks down the second. Nominger having a little trouble inbounding. Gergich gets it. Palmeier with some full court man. Gergich has it right wing, feeds into Wayman. He goes up. No good. Bronner gets the rebound. There's a jump ball called as her and Pike got tied up with it. Kelly Moore to inbounds. Feeds into Wayman. Right runner in the basket. Off the backboard and in. Palmeier bring up center court. Pike. Pice feeds it to Smizer, left wing. Moore playing hard defense on her. Feeds it into Baring, who loses it out of bounds. Moore to inbound it for Nominger. Gergerich gets it. Across the timeline, knocked out of bounds by Pice, coming up behind her. Fresh faces in for Palmeira. Nominger inbounds it to Bronner. Feeds it to Wayman down low. Can't hit the shot.
I don't think Wayman has hit any of those when she's right there in that position.
2 feet from the basket. You think he can make a few. Baring has it. And she's fouled by White for Nominger. Baring goes to the line for two. First free throw is good. Nominger on top, 26-19. Second free throw is missed. Bronner with the rebound. Brings it up center court for Nominger. Feeds it to Moore into Wayman. To Bronner, right elbow to White, to Moore, top of the key, into Bronner at the free throw line. Good spin move in, and she puts up the easy bucket. Pice brings it up court for Palmeira. Feeds it to Smizer, left wing. And Smizer slides her pivot foot there. Nominger inbound, Wayman, center court, gives it to Bronner, right wing, dribble drive, up, oh, ball rims out, she's going to the free throw line. They're going to call Pice with the foul, that's her second. Nominger on top, 28-19, with 4:45 left to go here in the second quarter. Bronner's first free throw is good. Second free throw goes off front iron, out of bounds, off of Palmeira. Nominger gets the ball back again. Gergerich gets the ball in the left corner, puts it up. No good. She gets her own rebound off the backboard and good. Palmeira bringing it hard up the court is Bross. Feeds it right wing to Smizer. Shot just off the mark. Magruder gets the rebound off the backboard and in. Nominger having trouble inbounding, but gets it into Gergerich. Brings up right side. Gives it to Bronner. Brings up top of the key. Feeds to Moore on the left wing. Feeds into Gergerich, who does a spin move. Gives it off to Wayman for the close bucket there.
Finally, Wayman hits one of those. Bross sends it over to Baring. I didn't see what happened. What happened there?
Looks like Palmyra threw it out of bounds before the timeout.
So, with 3:57 left in the half, Malinger leads it 33-21. Looks like we got Sandretto checking in the game and maybe another more. Is that what I saw? Team fouls on Novinger, 7 on Palmyra, so both teams are in the bonus now. This is kind of a game of women against girls, don't you think?
Just about. Novinger with four seniors playing, and Palmyra with nobody older than a sophomore.
Gergerich has it up top, sends it over to Moore, in to Bronner, back up to Gergerich, whose shot for three is no good, but she gets her own rebound and bounces all the way almost back to her. Gets it into Bronner at the free throw line. She splits the defense. Shot up off the glass is good. Wow.
That was a great move. She stepped right through the double team. Bross brings it up the other way. Swatted away by Gergerich. Moore brings it up court for Novinger. Feeds it to Bronner. Right elbow, puts it up. No good. What are they going to call that?
They're going to say it was off of Emily Wayman, so it's going to be Palmyra's ball.
Touched three Palmyra players before it touched her. Palmyra Bross brings up the court. Gives it to Barron, left wing. Almost lost it. Dribble drive, feeds it to Bross in the middle for two, no good. Rebound Barron, hard off backboard, no good. Bronner with the rebound. Bring up right side, feeds it to Gergerich down low. Puts it up. No good. Hard up the backboard. Magruder secures the rebound. Bronner almost stole it, but she fell out of bounds. Couldn't save it into a player.
You know, Bronner threw that ball so hard, I don't think there's anybody out there that could have stopped that ball without falling over other than Gruger. She did a good job of that.
Bross brings it up center court. Feeds it to Smizer, left wing. Feeds it into Magruder. Swat away by Wayman. All she had to do was stand straight up. She's got a couple feet on those girls. Moore has it left wing, dribble drive. Back to Gergerich. Thinks about the three, takes a dribble, takes it. No good. Hard up right side of the iron. Off Sandretto, out of bounds.
Bross is going to inbound it for Palmyra. Sends it in to Smizer. Back to Bross. Bross brings it up across the timeline. Over the left side, to Baring. Baring guarded by Moore. To Magruder, the left to right wing, to Bross, the right corner. Sends it in to Ilks. Back up to Bross. Shot for three is a little too strong. Baring comes up with it, resets things. She's just going to immediately shoot. Shouldn't have done that because she was way off the mark, but she gets the rebound back to her, and Bross takes it out center court.
Meiser has it right wing, feeds it in, but her teammate turned her back. Novinger brings it the other way. Gergerich misses the layup. Gergerich gets the rebound, though, and puts it off the backboard and in. Gergerich, just tons of offensive boards, just killing Palmyra. Novinger 37, Palmyra 21, with a minute 30 left to play in the half. Baring has it, passes it right to Gergerich. Palmyra falling apart here. Gergerich feeds it to Bronner, right through the arms of Bross. Bronner for two. Palmyra bringing up hard. Bross feeds it to Baring, left wing. Baring is fouled by Moore. That's number 13, Katie Moore.
Just call her Moore and it'll stick.
That's true. One of the Barings goes to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1, and she misses it. Wayman with the rebound. She's driven up the right side of the floor. Minute left on the clock. Bronner, right wing. Dribble drives. Feeds it to Sandretto. Gergerich for three from top of the key. And it's good. Gergerich doing it all.
Well, when you leave her that wide open, she's going to take those shots all night long.
Meiser has it for Palmyra on the right wing. Gives it to Ailt, to Bross for three. Way hard. Palmyra can't run down the rebound. Looks like Novinger touched it last. I thought that was going to be an over and back. Palmyra has the ball. 20 seconds left to play here in the first half. Baring has it. Left corner. Gives it to Bross. To Ailt. 8 seconds to go. Bross dribbles in, puts up the shot, and she's blocked. And Novinger with the possession, and up 42-21 at the half.
We think Jay's going to have some more scores for us here in a minute. You ready, Jay?
Well, it looks like Anna Gugarich is leading the pack with 17, and Caitlin Bronner close behind with 15. Then it's Emily Wayman with 8, and Katie Moore with 2. For Palmyra, Dominique McGruder has 7. Lindsay Smizer has 6. Macy Bross has 4. Pice has 2. And both Baring and Ailts still have 1.
Thank you, Jay. We got 8:57 left on the halftime clock, and so we'll be back in a few for the second half action of tonight's game. If you're just joining us, I've got the scores for the first two games. Brashear girls win the first game 61-37 over the Macon County girls, and the Brashear boys also win over Macon County boys 74-40. We'll be back in a few.
Well, here we have second half action of the Palmyra versus girls versus Novinger girls. Novinger on top, 42-21. In the first half, we had Novinger led by 17 points by Anna Gugarich. Nobody on Palmyra more than 7, led by Magruder. Palmyra to inbound the ball. Pice gets it into Brock. Brings it across the timeline. Gives it to Baring. My bad, that's Ailts. Feeds it left corner to Baring. Bross has it, gives it up to Pice, gives it to Ailts. Gergerich playing tight defense. Baring steps out and buries the jumper. 42-43, Novinger. Gergerich brings it up for Novinger. Gives it right wing to Moore. 3 is no good. Rebound Bross, who brings it up the court for Palmyra. Gives it to Ailts. Gives it to Baring, left wing. Baring to Pice, top of the key. To Ailts. Into Baring. Who skip passes, top of the key. To Bross. To Pice, left wing. Into Ailts. Pass in to Magruder, who hits the shot over Wayman.
Nice looking ball movement by Palmyra. They moved that. I don't know how many people touched that ball, but a bunch.
Everybody on the court touched it at least once. Wayman with an easy bucket on the basket. No good. Magruder with the rebound. Again. Emily Wayman having trouble hitting those easy shots. Pice has it for Paul Myra. Pice dribble drives through the lane. And call a foul on the floor. Caitlin Bronner charged with the grab. Palmyra inbound to Magruder, to Pice. Drop the key. Back to Magruder. Magruder has it. It's a block. Wayman on the floor.
And she is in pain.
She's hysterical. She's holding her knee. Convulsing.
She's got a big brace on that knee. I hope it's not a ligament.
They're carrying Wayman off the court. Walters will come in for Wayman. It's going to be Novinger ball. Or no.
Nope.
Palmyra shooting a free throw. Magruder at the line. Magruder, first free throw is too hard.
That foul was on Wayman. Obviously, she's not going to be fouling or scoring anymore.
Magruder misses the second. Goes between her legs out to Pice, who puts up a shot. No good. Pice gets her own rebound, but knocks it out of bounds. It's going to be a 900 ball.
Timeout on the field. Well, we'll see what kind of difference that really makes in this team. I suspect there'll be some changes in the boards, don't you imagine?
Definitely. Wayman had a great, well, probably 2-foot difference over these Palmyra girls when she had her hands in the air. Gergrich brings it up for Namjer. He's into Bronner. To Moore, right wing. Shot's no good. Gergrich gets yet another offensive board. Gives it to White, left wing, gets it back to Moore. Feeds it into Bronner in the lane. Her shot rims out. Walters gets the rebound, but it's knocked out of her hands. White recovers. Bronner gets it at the free throw line. Kicks it to White, to Gergrich for three, and it's good. Palmyra bringing up the court with Bross. Gives it to Pice, right wing. Back to Bross. To Pice. Kicks it to Ailt. To Barron in the corner. No good. Gergrich with another strong rebound. And she brings it up the court for Novinger. Gives it to Moore, into Bronner. To Walter for the easy bucket, and it's good. Good ball movement by Novinger, getting it right there under the basket. Novinger up 47-25 with 450 to play in the third quarter. Bross gets it to Pice, right wing. Skip pass, back to Bross, left wing. To Ailt, to Pice, right wing. To Barron in the right corner. Back to Pice, top of the key. Back to Barron, right wing. Bross. To Pice in the right corner. Feeds it into Magruder, who puts it up. Almost stolen by Bronner. They're going to call a jump ball. Gurgurich brings it up for Nominger. Pass to Moore, right wing, into Bronner, to Walter. Another easy bucket for Walter off the backboard. The play is working every time for Nominger. Brass gives it left wing to Barron. Back to Brass, baseline. To Pice, top of the key. To Brass, left wing. Palmyra, some good ball movement. To Barron, top of the key, reset the offense. Pice, right wing, gives it to Ailes. To Brass, top of the key. Barron for three, no good. Rebound Pice, knocked out of her hands by Bronner. It's going to be Palmyra ball. Mount Palmyra to Magruder. Smizer in the game. Brass in the corner for three, no good. Off Magruder's shoulder and out of bounds. Anna Gergerich getting a kick out of that. She brings it up the court. To Bronner, left. She misses a shot. Rebound Pice. Brass brings it up the court. Smizer, left wing. Skip pass to Pice. Top of the key to Brass. To Pice, right wing. To Smizer, top of the key. To Brass, into Magruder. Her shot is up and one. Walter is charged with a foul for Nominger. Gruner misses the front end of a 1-1. Out of bounds off of Palmyra. Sandretto inbounds to Gergerich. Brings it across the timeline. Right wing to Moore for three. No good. Gergerich gets another offensive rebound and a shot from free throw line is good.
She just has a real sweet stroke.
Meiser, or my bad, that's Pice for three, no good. Gergerich, another rebound. I don't think it would be an exaggeration to say she's got 15 rebounds, if not more. At the other end, Brass takes it away from Walter. Brings it hard up the court. Goes down and tops the key. Feeds the corner to Pice, no good. Meiser diving in for rebound, no, can't quite get it. Gergerich brings it up the court. Feeds into Bronner, to Sandretto, to Gergerich, top the key for three. Off the front of the rim, Brass with the rebound coming up. Stops. Feeds it Smizer, right wing. Oh, Brass turned her back. Pice with a great save. I think she might have moved her pivot foot, though. Magruder gets to the bucket after Pice throws it behind her back. Gergerich feeds to Sandretto, left wing. Into Bronner. Kicks to Moore, right wing. Three is no good. Rebound, Pice. Pice feeds to Brass. Into Magruder. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound, Sandretto. Hands off to Gergerich. Gergerich, top of the key. Takes the three. And it's good. Brass inbounds to Pice. About a minute to go here in the third quarter. Brass right wing to Smizer. Smizer can't get the shot off with a girl in her face. Skip pass to Brass. Her shot is good for two. 54-31 Nominger with 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. Gergerich brings it up the court. Left wing Sandretto. Back to Gergerich. Dribbles left wing. Travels before passing to Bronner. Palmyra inbounds. Brass brings it up. Gives it to Pice, right wing. to Bross, left wing, stolen away by Namjer. Caitlin Bronner got her hands on that one. She brings it all the way for two. It's good. Coast to coast by Caitlin Bronner. Bross brings it hard up the court. Shy at the buzzer, no good. At the end of three, Namjer's up 56-31.
Hey, it's me again with some third quarter scores. For Novinger, Anna Gugrich is still leading the pack with 25. Caitlin Bronner has 17. Emily Wayman, before she was taken out due to a knee injury, had 8. Jaden Walters has 4. And Katie Moore has 2. And for Palmyra, Magruder has 13. Both Bross and Smizer have 6. Baring has 3. Pice has 2. And Ailts has 1.
Palmyra passing around Bross, top of the key to Smizer for 3. Her shot's hard off the backboard. Ailts gets the rebound off the backboard and in. Gugrich brings it up the court for Novinger. To Moore, right wing. Back to Gugrich, top of the key. To Moore for 3. Air ball, rebound by Hudson for Palmyra. Smizer brings it up the court. Gets it to Bross, 3-point line. Smizer gets it back, left wing. To Bross, top of the key, thinks about the 3, decides not to. To Baring on the right wing. Passes to Smizer, top of the key. She'll reset the offense. To Bross. Into Baring. That's Ailes. Almost lost it, and they're going to call jump ball.
She wasn't looking when the ball was coming to her. But so it was kind of a in-the-air scrum.
She just got hit upside the face. Bronner taking it up strong for Namjer. Her shot's no good. Namjer gets the rebound back. Bronner for 3 from the right corner. It's no good. Another offensive board by Gugrich, but it's taken out of her hands by Baring, who brings it up court. Smizer. Pass picked off by Bross. To Smizer. Right wing. Gives it to Baring for 3. Her shot's no good. Ailes with the rebound. Knocks it. Caitlin Bronner comes up with it. Taking it the length of the court. Passes off the foot of a Palmyra player.
I think it was off of Ailes. Tell you what, Ailes looks a little taller now that Wayman's gone. Wonder how long it'll be before they get Magruder back in the game.
Novinger to inbound to Bronner. White gets it, dribbles up. Gugrich, top of the key. Back to White, left wing. Gugrich fakes a 3, dribbles in, and her shot is good. Man, Gugrich is just on fire tonight. Knocking down shots and getting offensive boards. At the other end, Smizer thinks about the 3. Gives it to Baring, top of the key. Pice, top of the key to Baring. Shoots it for 3, no good. Rebound by Caitlin Bronner. She gave the stiff forearm to Pice. Knocked her flat on her face. White almost had it taken away by Pice. Was a little upset after getting knocked down. Moore's 3 is no good, but Gugrich, another offensive board, and makes the bucket.
She didn't have to work very hard for that one, though. That came right to her, and there wasn't anybody around. That was kind of an easy bucket.
Probably just one of those nights. Everything's going your way. Scored 60-33 with 5:22 left in the game. Novinger on top.
Getting pretty close to the invocation of that mercy rule, too. When that happens, this thing will go fast. So if you're just joining us, we can give you the scores from the two prior games. Brashear come out on top on both of those, 61-37 in the girls' game over Macon County and 74-40 in the boys' game against Macon County. We've got 5 minutes, 22 seconds left in this one, which is Novinger against the Palmyra JV team. Novinger on top, 60-33. The one thing of note, however, is that Wayman has gone out with what looks to be a knee injury. We don't know how serious it is at this time, though.
Shot by Pice is good. Gergerich brings it up the court for Novinger. Spin move, gives it to White, right wing. Off to Gergerich, dribble drive baseline, gets into Bronner. Her shot is no good, but she's fouled. Hudson from Palmyra had the hold called. Bronner at the line for two. Hits the first. Bronner's second is good. Novinger on top, 62-35. Just under 5 minutes to play. Pice brings it up top of the key. Gives it right wing to Smizer for three. Her shot is blocked by Moore. Somehow Ailes gets it underneath. And Anna Gergerich comes up with another rebound. She gets it right corner to White, whose shot is no good. Smizer coming up hard the other way. She feeds it into Pice. She bounces it off her own foot. They're going to call a jump ball. Pice is looking a little bit upset out there. Smizer at inbound. Gets it to Hudson. To Pice. Corner, Bross for three, no good. I'm sorry, that was Smizer for three, no good. Her shot was long. Goes out of bounds off of Palmyra. Gergerich brings up the court. To Moore. Left wing. Feeds into Bronner. Her fake was got the defender completely off, but she missed the shot. They're going to call the foul on White for a shove after the shot.
I think it may have been on Atchley. Yeah, it was. Cheyenne Atchley.
Pice bringing it the other way for Palmyra. Smizer has it right wing. That would be Baxter who's in for the first time. Smizer top the key. Back to Baxter. She's being shut down by Gergerich. They're going to call holding on Moore for Novinger.
Ah, here comes my favorite Magruder. I'm sort of partial to these post players.
Baxter has it to Bross on the left wing. She dribbles top of the key to get the offense started. Gets it to Baxter, left wing. To Smizer. Her pass is long and out of bounds. Palmyra girls looking a little bit upset now that they're getting a little hammered on. Moore will bring it up for Novinger, right wing. Bross almost steals it. Gergerich has it in the corner, feeds into Bronner. Kicks out to Sandretto. To Moore, she thinks about the three. Gives it out to Sandretto. Her shot's no good. Rebound by Gergerich. Gergerich kicks out to Bronner. No good. Gergerich with another offensive board. Oh my goodness. Her three's no good. Bross gets the rebound for Palmyra. She's bringing up hard. She's going to go all the way, and she saves it. Baxter has it. Resets offense to Bross. to Baxter, to Smizer, right wing. Get pass to Bross for two. No good. Walter with the rebound. Gergerich bringing up the court for Novinger. Pretty sure that mercy rule kicks into effect. So we've got 2 minutes to play, running clock from here on out. Gergerich all the way for two. Ross brings it up for Palmyra. Almost looking a little cheery. Smizer for three. Her shot's good. Smizer has a sweet stroke on the three. With 2 minutes to play. Palmyra trailing Novinger. 64-38. I have to say, Anna Gergerich is probably having a record night here. Looks like she has 31 points. And I'd say pretty darn close to 20 boards. Bronner has it for Novinger. Kicks it corner to Sandretto. Left wing back to Sandretto for two. Her shot's no good. Rebound by Casey Lindquist, who's in, but she is hammered by Bross. Sandretto to inbound. To Lindquist, off her fingertips to Gergerich. The dribble drives, just cuts around the defender, and she's fouled. Looks like three Palmyra players tangled her up.
Take your pick.
And they're going to call Magruder with the foul. Their second. Novinger with five fouls, Palmyra with two here. Guess they're not doing the running clock.
Not quite 30 yet. 26, I guess.
Make that 27. Anna Gergerich just knocked down the free throw. And her second is good. 33 points for Anna Gergerich. 66 for Novinger. Smizer spots off to Pice. Gets into Magruder, who loses it. Bronner coming the other way. Off of Werner and out of bounds. And now you're getting some fresh players in.
Otherwise known as New Girl.
They've got two mores on the court. A Lindquist, a Werner, and White. Smizer for three is no good. Namja gets the rebound. Lindquist has it. Gives it off to one of the Moors, who brings it up right side of the court to the other Moor. To White. Her shot is rims out. Barron gets the board and is coming hard for Palmyra. Passes to Bross in the corner into Magruder. Puts it up. Her shot's an air ball. It's off of Smizer's hands. As she cut under another player and got need in the back. Kelly White brings it up the court. I'm sorry, that's Kelly Moore. Off of Barras's hands and out of bounds. 41 seconds left in the game. Now I'm up 66-38. Katie Moore, dribble drive, and her shot is good.
And that will make the 30-point rule come in.
Running clock from here on out. Smizer on right wing. Palmyra gets to Barron, top the key to Bross for three. That's no good. Ailt with the rebound, no good. She gets another rebound and she's fouled. Guess they're not going to be calling the running clock. We've got 19.8 seconds left. Now we're up by 30.
I think probably the ref just hasn't seen it. The ref has to get that started.
Ailt's shot is no good. Second free throw is on the way. And it is good.
Of course, now they'd have to stop it.
Novinger gets it to White. Bross almost with the steal. Gets it to Kelly Moore. To Katie Moore. Knocked out of bounds by Bross. 11 seconds left in the game. And Palmyra still feisty. Novinger gets the scramble. Barron gets it. Bross all the way for the last shot. And she is fouled by Lindquist with 1.9 seconds left. Palmyra with a chance to get the last points of the game. Ross at the free throw line. Ross knocks down the first. And misses the second. They're going to call Novinger ball. Bross did not hit the rim. Inbound to Moore for Novinger, and that'll be the game, folks. Novinger on top, 68-40. We'll have some stats coming to you here in a second.
Well, it looks like for Novinger, Anna Gugarich has the same amount of points as her number, 33. Caitlin Bronner has 19. Before Emily Wayman leaves the game with a knee injury, she had 8. And both Katie Moore and Jaden Walters had 4. For Palmyra JV, Magruder had 13. Smizer had 9. Bross ended up with 7. Both Pice and Ailts ended up with 4. And Lindsay Baring had 3.
And that's it for the ball game. We'll see you again tomorrow night.